We know you've been waiting all year for this. The White House holiday video is out, and once again, it uses the Barney Cam. The video is an online short that follows President Bush's Scottish Terrier through a bustling December White House. In addition to its canine star, this year's video, known as Barney Cam 3, also features some notable people. The president, the first lady, and top members of his staff put in cameo appearances. Jonathan Last of the Weekly Standard suggests that they should not try to upstage the dog.
The Hollywood landscape is littered with failed third chapters. Star Wars, The Matrix, The Godfather, they all had lousy third efforts. No surprise, then, that Barney Cam 3 is a disappointment as well. Neoconservatives and other close readers of WhiteHouse.gov will remember the first Barney Cam fondly. An internet short film, Barney Cam followed President Bush's plucky Scottish Terrier during Christmas as he frolicked around the White House. Barney dogged fallen ornaments and sped about as the camera gave us a terrier's eye view of the world. Set to a classic Christmas carols, Barney's wordless grace and humor recalls, well, I'll just say it, a young Buster Keaton. A sleeper hit, the sequel was inevitable. Barney Cam 2 was a high-tech affair with special effects and a speaking human cast. Andy Card, Karl Rove, even the president got in on the act, trying to bask in the star's reflected glow. All this razzle-dazzle obscured a paper-thin plot, but Barney still delivered. In one scene, our hero frolicked in the snow with an old volleyball. Talk about brilliance. Imagine Chaplin meets Castaway. Meets Nanook of the North. And now, on a computer near you, is Barney Cam 3. Denied a cabinet post, Barney is relegated to watching over the president's new puppy, Miss Beasley. After losing track of his charge, he makes a mad scramble to find her.
And with that, I'll be glad to go to your questions. Barney, I'm trying to have a press briefing up here. What's your question? Miss Beasley, I don't know where Miss Beasley is. Miss Beasley's your responsibility. Next question.
Barney knows the stakes are high. He saw what happened to Paul O'Neill. Along the way, Barney runs into various Bush players. Soon-to-be Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez makes a cameo, as does White House Budget Director Josh Bolton, who we see fretting over the cost of tinsel. Ah, fiscal responsibility at last. Karl Rove also returns, and Barney finds him demanding red, not blue, ornaments for his Christmas tree. Sadly, none of these bigwigs can help Barney find his leading lady. Desperate, our hero resorts to subterfuge and brings in a decoy Miss Beasley, thinking that he can fool his commander-in-chief. I won't spoil the end for you, but I will say that the series has lost some of its magic. For one thing, the direction isn't quite up to snuff. Gone is the daring cinema verite of the first Barney Cam. Whoever's behind the camera has gone for a more commercial look this time. And Barney himself seems to have gone Hollywood. Wanting to show his range, he refuses to be relegated to simple prop comedy. And his face looks curiously taut and young. Has he had work done? Oh well. As Secretary Donald Rumsfeld might say, you watch the Barney you have, not the Barney you wish you had. There's always next Christmas.
Jonathan Last is the online editor of The Weekly Standard.